is Grant Ho, Senior Solutions Manager for Endpoint Management Solutions at Novell. And today I'm joined by Larry Siliski, Network Analyst at Wyoming Medical Center, and Rob Pettigrew, Technical Manager at Wyoming Medical Center. Very happy to have these gentlemen join me to help our listeners understand, you know, some of the challenges around systems management in the IT healthcare space, and also get their point of view on why they selected Zenworks Configuration Management as a solution for their environment. Great to have you guys here today. And just to kick things off and help our listeners understand, can you just give us a little bit of the background about the Wyoming Medical Center and what are the challenges you guys have faced in the past in your environment?
You bet. Thank you for having us, first of all. The things we've struggled with, providing our users standard desktop throughout our facility. We wanted that desktop to remain unchanged. We also needed a centralized database so we could keep track of our software inventory for licensing purposes. And additionally, our help desk has started to play a larger and larger role in many of our technical services, and we needed to expand our avenues of support, find different, more effective ways to provide support to our users in our facility. Finally, we had to establish a standardized push technology that we could deploy software updates, patches, and do it in an effective manner and minimize downtime, making our process more cost effective.
You mentioned your standardized desktops, centralized databases, and help desk. One thing I think may be helpful for our listeners, as you guys are in healthcare spaces, how does the issue of HIPAA and compliance play into the IT space when it comes to the healthcare industry and in your role in particular?
Well, as a regional medical facility, we service Medicare, Medicaid patients. We're externally examined by all kinds of entities for compliance. One of those, of course, you mentioned HIPAA. That's always a constant concern with us. And as an IT department, we've got to be constantly vigilant, monitoring and enforcing those policies. Now, another item that's really high on our radar right now is, of course, the healthcare reform. And more specifically for us is the HITECH Act. This act is pushing us to move very quickly to render our protected health information unusable, unreadable, undecipherable to unauthorized individuals.
When I kind of look at what you just mentioned, the first part about systems management and standardizing the desktop with the right patches, and then this aspect of compliance and regulation, how does Novell Zenworks Configuration Management meet those needs for you guys?
We chose the Zenworks Management System. We've partnered with Novell for over a decade, and we've always been impressed with their products and support they've given us over the years. We examined all kinds of products, including Microsoft's competing solution, and we found that Novell Zenworks met all of our requirements that we were looking for, and they were a natural fit for our infrastructure since we use many of their products already. Once we made that decision, Novell's support was there. They guided us. They helped us make the right decision for our organization. And they even went so far as to fly some engineers out to our facility. They helped us overcome some hurdles that we've been struggling with for years. So it was an easy choice for us, and that's why we chose Novell.
When you think about ultimately having Zenworks Configuration Management in your environment, can you point to any qualitative or quantitative benefits that you and the IT department or end users have experienced as a result of Zenworks?
Well, I'll tell you, it's changed the way our IT department is run. We've made a transition here from a small-town, homegrown IT department, and we're truly now an enterprise-class department. We're at the forefront of technology, and I think Zenworks has helped us get there. We turned the corner from being more of a reactionary-type IT department to being innovative and very progressive on how we deliver technology throughout our facility.
When you think about some of the big trends coming into the IT space, one of the big ones that we all know that's impacting desktops is Windows 7 as a big trend that we've seen in many of our customers. What is your take around Windows 7, and do you see Zenworks playing a part in that?
I'm going to turn that over to my engineer, Larry Siliski. Now, he was the one that led this push to have Zenworks in our facility, and he's probably the best resource to answer that question, so I'll have Larry speak to that.
Hey, Grant. To answer your question, as a hospital, standardized desktops go right along with using operating systems that are authorized and supported by your vendors. And currently, our vendor is not supporting Windows 7, although we are testing Windows 7 and have used Zenworks on Windows 7, and it's been really trouble-free. We have several guys in the department that are currently on Windows 7 using it that have the Zenworks agent on them. We're able to pull inventory, do remote control, and so on with some of the add-on products. So I think once the major players in supporting our applications for the clinical side decide to move to Windows 7, I don't see that as a real hurdle for us.
Well, thank you very much again, gentlemen. Again, for our listeners out there, this was a good conversation with Larry Ropp to understand how ZenWorks Configuration Management has played a very prominent role in the enterprise of really driving enterprise-class IT decisions to help with systems management pain points, as well as security and regulatory pain points along HIPAA, and ultimately as a way to drive Windows 7 migration. So I think this is a great case study and a great customer, and I want to thank you again for your time, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks, Grant.